World Sport from the BBC with me, Steve Crossman. Coming up, Jose Mourinho's first League Cup campaign since returning to Chelsea is over after a dramatic late defeat at Sunderland.
Barini back to goal, he finds Key, chance to shoot, Key scores! And Sunderland lead by 2-1! It's the man from South Korea!
Elsewhere, Bayern Munich beat Guangzhou Evergrande to reach the final of the Club World Cup. And in cricket, Australian captain Michael Clarke speaks of his pride after winning back the Ashes. We start, though, with football. Chelsea are out of the League Cup after losing to Sunderland in their quarter-final at the Stadium of Light. The game also marked the first goal to be given via the use of decision system technology in English football. Sunderland's Lee Catamol credited with it as an own goal. Goalkeeper Vito Minoni just unable to stop it crossing the line. But Jose Mourinho's side then conceded a late equaliser in normal time. They did so again at the end of extra time. It ended 2-1. Ki Sung-yong got the winner. Here's the former Sunderland defender Danny Higginbotham.
As the game went on, they looked the stronger of the two teams. They looked the team that most wanted it. And for every chance that Chelsea missed, you just thought that Sunderland were going to get that opportunity. And when they did get that equaliser right near the end of the game, you know, the way it started, the way the extra time started, there was only going to be one winner. You know, it seemed to really flatten Chelsea. And, you know, it enabled Sunderland to kick on. And, you know, from Gus Poyet's point of view, he can look at every single one of them players now. All right, they've got the game coming up on Saturday. They'll be refreshed. They'll be ready for that. No problem whatsoever. But the confidence they will have gained from this game will be immeasurable.
So Chelsea are out, but Manchester City are through to the semi-finals after beating second-tier side Leicester City away from home. Alexander Kolarov got the opening goal early on before Edin Dzeko scored twice in a 3-1 win. The Swedish international striker has won the Premier League and the FA Cup with City, so he's looking to complete the set.
Our target is to go to Wembley to try to win it, to win Carling Cup. That's what is missing for me, because I already won FA Cup and the league, and I think it would be amazing to be in the final.
And Liverpool now know their opponents in their first FA Cup game this season. They'll host Oldham Athletic after the third-tier side won through to the third round following a replay. Oldham beat Liverpool in the competition last season. Staying with football, Italy's 2006 World Cup winning midfielder Gennaro Gattuso has denied any connection with match fixing. Speaking to Italian media, he described accusations as absurd. Gattuso, who's also won two Serie A titles and the Champions League twice during 13 years with AC Milan, has been placed under investigation, along with former Lazio midfielder Christian Brocchi. Four other men have been arrested. BBC Sports News correspondent Alex Capstick, who travelled to Italy to meet with prosecutor Roberto Di Martino earlier this year, says Gattuso is the biggest name to be linked to the investigation.
The former Lazio captains Giuseppe Signori and Stefano Mauri, as well as the former Atalanta skipper Cristiano Doni, have all been punished with lengthy bans by the Italian football authorities. But Gennaro Gattuso's alleged involvement will have come as a huge shock to Italian football supporters. He was extremely popular with Italian fans. He enjoyed a very successful career with AC Milan, his club between 1999 and 2012. There's two Champions League titles and two Italian League championships you mentioned. More than 70 appearances for the national team, and he was a key part of the side which lifted the World Cup in 2006 when they beat France. He is the biggest name to have been implicated in this current match-fixing scandal, but it's not the first corruption scandal in Italian football. In 2006, Juventus were stripped of their two back-to-back league titles for rigging games by selecting the referees. And if we go back to 1980, the great striker Paolo Rossi was given a two-year ban for his involvement in a betting scandal.
We should make it clear that both Gattuso and Christian Brocchi haven't been arrested. What, as far as we know, are the prosecutors' reasons for investigating both of these former players?
Well, it's understood they're being quizzed about games towards the end of the 2010-2011 season when Gattuso was at Milan. Four other people who are not players have been arrested in this latest police swoop, and this followed information that the police got from these wiretaps. It should be said that this whole investigation has been very long. It's been extremely complex. Roberto Di Martino told me that he'd been hampered by a lack of cooperation from some of the top clubs. Players who'd been approached by fixers had been extremely reluctant to come forward with information. And while the football authorities have taken action against players and coaches coaches who have been implicated. Successful criminal investigations have been much more difficult to obtain, so I wouldn't expect any sort of outcome in the near future.
Our sports news correspondent Alex Capstick there. Bayern Munich are through to the final of the Club World Cup after beating Asian champions Guangzhou Evergrande in Morocco. The BBC's Nick Cavill was watching in Agadir.
European champions Bayern Munich stay on course for a sixth major trophy in 2013 with a comprehensive 3-0 win over Asian champions Guangzhou Evergrande. All the goals came in a 10-minute spell either side of half-time. First, the ball fell to Frank Ribery after the Chinese side's defence failed to clear the ball. He shot back across goal and under the keeper. Then 4 minutes later, a Thiago cross from the right was met by a diving header from Mario Mandzukic. And then after the break, Mario Götze fired in a long-range effort across the goal that went over the keeper after it took a slight deflection off Shang Zun. Ribery, Götze and Shaqiri then all had good chances to extend the lead as the Germans totally dominated the match. Their goalkeeper, Manuel Neuer, didn't have to make a single save in the end. Bayern will now face the winners of Wednesday's other semi-final between Moroccan champions Raja Casablanca and Atletico Mineiro of Brazil. The losers will face Guangzhou in a third-place playoff. Both matches are on Saturday in Marrakesh.
There's also a playoff to come for fifth place in the tournament. Mohamed Abu Trika is an injury doubt for Egyptian champions Al Ahly for their game with Monterrey. If he doesn't play, it may well mean Abu Trika has played his last ever game. Capped over 100 times by Egypt, he's expected to retire after the tournament. Marky Mackay says he will not resign as Cardiff City manager, despite owner Vincent Tan saying in a statement that he was extremely upset with his manager. This is after Mackay said he wanted to add three new players in January. The club's statement went on to say not a single penny will be made available. It's all come as a shock to Mackay.
I was surprised, obviously. At the same time, my job doesn't change. My job is to... my club, to our fans and to my team, to make sure that we do the best we can. I'll certainly not be resigning from my post. I've got too much passion and pride in the job that I've got here and that I do for this football club, and the job my staff have done for the last 2.5 years. It's a job that's three quarters done as far as I'm concerned in terms of making Cardiff a sustainable Premier League team. And I've got a great group of players who are competing at this level and enjoying this level. Our fans are enjoying being at this level. My duty is to make sure that we continue to do that, and it would be wrong of me to walk away from a job because our owner doesn't want to give me money in January.
Cricket now, and Australian captain Michael Clarke says his whole team can be proud of their performances, which have earned them back the Ashes. Victory over England by 150 runs in Perth gave them a 3-0 lead in the five-match series. It's the first time Australia have won an Ashes contest since 2007.
I think the boys should be extremely proud. They've played some great cricket over three test matches and they deserve the result we've got today. So we've had our fair share of criticism over the past couple of years, but I know, you know, out in the Australian public we've had a lot of support. So, you know, this win and, you know, I guess getting the Ashes, bringing the Ashes back home is all for the supporters that have stuck by us through thick and thin. You know, every time you wear the baggy green or you represent Australia in any form of the game, you want to perform well. You train your baggy green or you represent Australia in any form of the game, you want to perform well. You train your backside off every single day. Every day you get out of bed, you try and become a better player. So you don't train to lose. You don't train to not perform. And that's probably the most pleasing thing out of this series so far is it hasn't been one individual. It's been the whole team that have performed throughout three test matches. And that's why we've got the result we have.
And Sweden's Henrik Stenson has been named European Tour Golfer of the Year. He made history this year by winning both the FedEx Cup and the race to Dubai. Stenson says winning one of the four majors is his next goal. He's the first man from his country to win the award. And that is the latest world sport from the BBC.